little metal pig watering can. Only God can do that and encourage me with that. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful. We're going to worship the Lord today. As I always say this, but I hope you don't get tired of hearing it, but that's what we do here. That's why we're here, to worship Him. We're going to worship the Lord now through our tithes and offerings. I'm going to ask the ushers to come. Greg, would you ask God's blessing on the offering and the service, please? Amen. Amen.
It was all the Lord. I didn't have my words with me last Sunday night, and I was absolute. I thought, oh, Lord, have mercy. What am I going to do? But the Holy Spirit brought these words to us, and He came on the scene up here. I'm telling you, it was as good up here as it was back there. It felt good. It really did. Thank you.
We can't do a whole lot like the Lord this morning.
Amen.
He is so good. He is so good. First, one of the things I want to praise him for is getting up. Alyssa, home safe last night. I can't say home, back to her apartment. Her home's where I live. She left to go back last night, and about halfway there, she texted us and she said, "I'm tired. I'm pulling over for a few minutes." And alone in the middle of the night on the side of the road. But she kept going. She stayed a few minutes. She got all the way home. Praise Jesus.
Yeah.
I want to praise the Lord for Shannon Hill, too. Because she texts. We text every now and then. And every text she texts, if you don't know what they're going through a lot. But every text, she praises God. And that's amazing to me. And I want to praise him for what he did last week.
Yeah.
Through prayers, through doctors. I'm going to take a minute and tell you a little story, because a lot of you have asked about it. A little over a month ago, I had kidney stones. Went in for kidney stones. That's all I went in for. And they did a CT, and they didn't find any kidney stones. But they found a mass on my right kidney. And the doc says, nothing to lose sleep over right now. So I ain't lost a wink of sleep. God has it all in control the whole time. We've known this thing was in me for over a month now. And not many people did. And the reason nobody knew is because we weren't telling anybody. Because we wanted to get everything, all the knowledge of what was going on and everything. Then we wanted to get to our kids. And that's why it was last week. And before we said anything, we couldn't get to Alyssa to tell her face to face. So we told her last weekend I was coming back. And I was going to come to church and talk to everybody. But we got caught in traffic on the interstate. So we didn't make it to church Sunday night. Then the doctors said, the whole thing has to come out. He talked about the mass coming out, partial coming out, or the whole thing. He said, it could be any of them. So two doctors looked at it and told us the whole thing has to come out. So we had surgery scheduled 2 weeks out. But I got a phone call, and this is how God moves. If not for the stone, I would never have known this. I praise God for a kidney stone. That is a weird thing to praise God for. But I praise God for that. Because if not for that, we would never have known this. There's no other symptoms of this thing at all. So if not for this, this would not have been known. So I got a call and they said, we got an opening next Tuesday. Next Tuesday. We were going to do it one way. And the opening came open. They said next Tuesday. It was like 5 days. So it happened that quick. We changed the style of operation. They still were able to do it. So Tuesday we went in. A doc says it might be 3 hours. Could be 3.5 hours. And I went in, and if you know me, I'm not patient. They said, come in at 11. I went in at 11, and they said, come right back. Doctor's ready to talk to you. So I went back at 11. Doctor never came. Surgery's supposed to be at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, they said, doctor has another surgery he's doing. So it's supposed to be at 1. At 4:30, we finally went up to the room, and they took me back to the operating room. At 5:15, they told Lori it was starting. It's supposed to be 3 hours. By 7:30, he was talking to Lori. Everything went fine. I praise the Lord. I praise God. And it's the prayers that went out from you all and from, you wouldn't believe the places prayers went out, all over the place. God is good.
Yeah.
God is amazing and God is awesome. And people ask about it. I'm not hardly in any pain at all. None at all. God's just that good. And I want to thank you all for your prayers and for your cards and calls and visits and texts and food and everything. We have an amazing church. We have an amazing God. It's just totally amazing to me what he can do and what he does through you all. But I've got to give him praise and glory and just say thank you to him. And we're not done with it. We still have to go back Thursday and talk to him about some results, so keep praying. But you know what? This whole month and the week or 2 months, whatever it's been, I've been telling everybody I've had peace in my life like I've never known before with this going on. And it's because he's in control. And he's got it taken care of. I ain't worried about it. I don't care a thing. It doesn't matter because he's got it all under control. But I wanted to praise him this morning. And I wanted to thank you all. I just want to say thank you for everything and thank God for his love and his mercy and his healing power and his moving and all that. He's just amazing.
Anybody else? All right.
Somebody else out there that comes up and says, you know what, God said that, you know, maybe we ought to go this way. We got a lot of people in here who are led to teach. They're led to help us so that we get it right. And God respects the effort that's made, not just by us when we try, but for them when they do it, and they do it right. Tiffany, I'm amazed at your organizational skills in the way that you get it right when you do the retreat out here.
Amen.
How you keep everything going is beyond me. But I am so very proud of you for doing what you do.
Yeah.
And you see it reflected in the faces of the kids that are around. I'm proud of the choir. We get so much direction from Chris and from Pam and from Pam and, my goodness, from Wendy. It's hard to explain, but it seems like that when they all pull together on something like this, we get it right. And God blesses us for this. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not bragging on us. I'm bragging on Him.
Yeah.
And what He does for us and how He makes it all come together as a family unit to do it the way it's supposed to be. I've called out names of people that are out here who impress me with the things that they do and how they do it. And sometimes it's the little things that, that people just don't seem to, you don't stand up and take notice. Les and Jenna leading their youngster out here, and he's walking. And he's, you know, people are growing up, and they're growing up in the way of the Lord. And it thrills my heart when we get it right. When Ron stands up and he talks about this little metal pig out here and what it means to him, I'm going to tell you something. Randy, when we get it right, we get it right. And that's what it's all about. It's making the effort to try. God blesses the effort.
Yeah.
He blesses the effort. And whether you do it exactly the way that it's supposed to be done by somebody else's standards, as long as God is blessing the effort, we get it right.
Right. Amen.
I love the Lord. I love my church family. And I love the Lord because He blesses you so that as a church we're starting to get it right. And that makes all the difference in the world. Y'all pray for me.
Amen. Bless you.
I'm thankful that I still go to a church that still believes in power in the blood. They've taken the blood out of a lot of churches. Well, my Bible teaches me that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. The blood is important, very important, and I'm glad we still claim the blood here today. Get your hymnal turned to number 14. Let's sing about it. There's power in the blood as the choir goes down.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's one. Your passion. the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Matters to the master. It matters to the master. This pig here, I want to say something about that. God can use things that's discarded. Now, I didn't per se make this pig. Now, why it happened or who, I don't even know who did it. Down at work, someone took this pig and discarded it. They didn't want it. And they set it by the dumpster. They didn't throw it in the dumpster. They just set it by the dumpster. And when I seen it, God spoke to me about this pig, and I thought of Ron immediately. Now, I don't know what they're going through. God only knows. But I said to myself, I thought, well, I'm just going to do something. And I didn't even know what I was going to do. And it laid there probably a couple of days before I did anything with it. So I finally cleaned it up, sanded it down, do what I had to do, and then I did all this. But God knew that God had a reason for him not to throw that away in the dumpster to get rid of it. And he knew somebody needed that. Now, I didn't know what the purpose was, but God did. So I'm thankful for that. And it wasn't me. It was God. So you all pray.
When life gets you down, you feel more broken than whole. When the wounds go deeper than words, and you can't tell a soul. I may not know what you're going through, and may not can take that high mountain view. But one thing I found that I really want you to know. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered. If it's your greatest joy, or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. Friend, do you think the Maker and Giver of life is far too busy to care about your trouble and strife? And he sees a sparrow that falls to the ground, and he hears your tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew how precious you are in His sight. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master. He wants to share the burdens you bear. Whisper peace when your world gets shattered.
greatest joy or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it matters to the Master. If it's your greatest joy or your deepest pain, or you're really needing an answer, if it matters to you, it doesn't only matter to you. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master.
I don't know this morning if maybe you're going through something. This isn't just about us. It's about God's people. And I can feel the Spirit here this morning, and it just. In a mighty way. I don't think it's just me. And as he lets us play just a little bit, maybe you've got something this morning that you too would like to bring to God. Jamie did. And this is the place. This is the place where needs can be met. You know? He can meet him right there. I fully understand that. But in the next couple of minutes, maybe you'd like to come up front here and just have God's people gather around you and pray. There's nothing like that. There's nothing like having God's people gather around you and pray when you've got a need and you just need somebody to help share that burden. So I just want to extend that invitation. Don't linger. If you've got a need, God's here. People will pray with you, but most important this morning, God is here. He really is. Through the Holy Spirit, He's here, and He wants to meet your need this morning. If you'd like to come up front and just just bring that need to Him. There is nothing too big nor too small for our God. I can't express that enough. I know for a fact that God has got this. And if you've got a need this morning, bring it to Him. Don't sit on it. Don't take it back home with you. Just leave it here. He said that He would meet that need. And I have the assurance that He's already got the situation that we're going through. And I have the assurance this morning that He will meet your need. You bring that need up here this morning. We'll gather with you. We'll pray. And God will answer your prayer. I guarantee it. He is not a failure.
Oh, so are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There is light for us.
Storm was raging, Jesus went walking, and the Bible says He would have passed right on by. He would have passed right on by till they called out to Him. The Bible says that when Bartimaeus was there, that Jesus was passing by until Bartimaeus cried out to Him. Jesus can pass by and you cannot get what you need till you cry out to Him. As you've seen people cry out to Him, He's passing by. He's moving through the pews and the people this morning. Stop Him. Cry out. If you've got a need this morning, come. Cry out to Him. Don't let Him just pass by. Cry out. And the Bible says, like with Zacchaeus, He will stand still for you. He will stand still. So as we sing another verse, if you need Him, stop Him. Cry out to Him. That's why He's here. For you.
Let's all stand.
Does Jesus care when my heart is? my grief. When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know my Savior cares. Does Jesus care when my way is dark with a nameless dread and fear? As the daylight fades into deep night shades, does he care enough to be with my grief? When the days are weary, the long night dreary, I know my Savior cares.
All right. You may be seated. I'm going to ask Pastor Aaron to come. I just personally want to thank Randy for being obedient. I really do. This isn't about us. This isn't about Randy. This is about what God can do through his people. And I appreciate you singing that song. I really do. That has become probably one of my top two songs. And it's so true. I don't know who wrote it, but I can guarantee you one thing, can't nobody sing it any better than Randy Shamlin. Thank you, Randy, for doing that.
Thank you. she's been really sick with it. Every time we take her to the doctor, every single time we've left that office, we've got bad news. Well, she went to the doctor this week. It was the first time we got good news.
Amen.
There's no cure for Crohn's disease other than removing your colon, and that's not what we want to happen for her. But there is possibility of going into remission, like with cancer. Doctor said she's in remission.
Yeah.
So we're so thankful. I sat there and I thought, Lord, I did not stand. And thank you for that, because I prayed and prayed and prayed for that to happen. And it has. So I just want to thank the Lord.
Amen.
I think of peace be still.
Yeah.
If it matters to you, it matters to the Master, and He's the one that calm the sea.
Yeah.
And I think of father and son's love, a mother and son's love, and the community's love. And this morning, it's just, the Holy Spirit's passing by.
Amen. Bless you.
I just got to stand up and thank Him and give Him credit that if you look at this tumultuous world we have, and you come in here, and we're all sinners, and we all fall so short. We all have our idiosyncrasies where we get mad at somebody for this or that or the other. But here this morning, God says, peace be still.
Yeah.
And He comforts so many people, and it's such a blessing. I want to thank God for my opportunity to be here as a witness morning and to feel what I feel this morning. I would just like to think that we have so many more people. We've spent so many years running God out of America. If you just welcome Him back in, He can just calm us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Don't pray for me.
Bless you.
Amen.
Aaron, I won't feel right if I don't stand it up.
Bless you.
Bless you. I want to thank everybody for your prayers for my mom and dad. She's in the hospice right now. They say it could be any minute. They don't know. They said everything is shutting down. And like I said, I appreciate all the prayers. And God has worked so many different ways. He's put so many different people that we know in our path going to the different hospitals, the hospice and everything. It's just been amazing that the people that we know are just, they're there. And we had no idea they were there, working there or whatever. He's just done so much in just going through and with my dad. I just, like I say, I appreciate all the prayers and just continue to keep us in your prayers. I know where she's going. I know she's going to be all right. Don't make it any easier.
Right.
Just let your people pray.
Just so plain. maybe at the very end, but we need to join our churches across this land and across the world today that are praying in unity. And maybe at the end of the service we can dismiss with it or something. But I'm just struggling, you know, how to work it in. But you can see that the Spirit of God is in this place. It's almost like in the Bible when we talk about the pool where the waters were troubled. And it feels like that this morning. That whosoever will seek his face, you know, you can get what you need here this morning. If you need salvation, just to hear Miss Newhouse say that she knew that other people had something that she didn't have. But now once she got saved, she knew what it was. She knew what it was to feel that way. That's how we feel that are saved, and we want others to have it as well. So if you're one of those here this morning that you know that people have something that you don't have, you can have it here this morning. The waters have been troubled. The Lord's here. The altar's open.
Yep.
And you just go and you just don't think about it. You just ask him to save it. And I was going to maybe sit back and say, we'll pray for the hurricane victims tonight, but, you know, we need to join them. Join all of the churches in this National Day of Prayer. Maybe we can end that way or something. I don't know what the order of service, but I just wanted to say that, and maybe we can do that in some way.
Aaron, I feel led to say something else this morning. I have a brother-in-law who we have prayed for many years as far as salvation is concerned, and he was saved a month or so back, and this coming Sunday, we're all going as a family to his baptism. Yeah. I praise God for that.
Yeah.
But what I feel led to say this morning is that he is almost 60 years old. I was 32 when I got saved. Steve is almost 60. I knew who God was because I did have an early upbringing in church. Steve, I don't believe, ever had that. And Steve was struggling with not understanding it because he was never exposed to it. We take for granted that people know that and know who God is and what he can do for them, when so many, I believe, in today's world don't. And that frightens me for them. I took that for granted with Steve. I never talked to him because I thought, you know, he's an adult. Surely he knows. But when he went to the preacher of their church, that's what he told him, that he didn't understand it all, and he needed to understand it all to make his decision. But what I feel led to say this morning is, don't wait until you understand it all.
Right.
If you don't understand it all, you come on anyway, and God's going to help you to understand it all. Because that's just what he did with Steve, and now we're going to that baptism next Sunday, and I'm so excited. I just can't wait to be given in that water.
Amen.
My sister is home. It's home, finally, and she's waited many, many years for that. I just don't want to see anybody put that off a moment longer. 32 years was too long for me.
to dismiss with that prayer. I don't think I could add anything to the service. I had a message that I went around and around and around with it. And if he'd wanted me to deliver it, I would have, but it may be coming in the future. But you be much in prayer. Especially pray for Brother Jimmy. I went by down in February. Al went down a month ago. Robbie went down last week. And Jimmy's next, and yeah, he'll be looking for one of those big bubbles they put you in for a while. We're so thankful for all of you. We're so thankful that we can come together in God's house and we can laugh, we can cry, we can hug. I'm so glad I'm a child of the King. So let's all stand right now, if you would. I'd like for you just to join hands with those with you and across the aisle, wherever it might be, that as we join together, that hopefully our country will join together and realize where we've gone and be in prayer that we would come back together, that we would know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. It's such a blessing to look back. May our church always be joined together in the love of Christ, lifting each other up. Take these needs that have been brought to the Lord and you pray about them. If you have one, you pray about it. If God's leading you to do something, you pray about it. And He'll show you which way to go. Each one right now, lead out in your own prayer. Father, as we bow our head in your presence, Lord, we come thanking you for another day that you've given us. Thank you for the blessings of life that you've sent our way. Thank you for your presence here this morning.
Our revival will be starting the first week of October. We're going to have our 48-hour prayer watch. I'll be putting that list out back there, and we hope you can sign up maybe as a family this time. Come and pray for an hour for our revival. So, good.
Aaron, I want to wish my mother-in-law a happy birthday today.
Happy birthday to Yvonne today.